all this bad attitude, get out of my way crap during Christmas. I'm tired of it.
Oh, like at the store?
Yes. Nobody knows what Christmas means anymore.
I know.
Christmas is the worst holiday that has ever existed. I wish they would take it off of the calendar because Christmas has no meaning. What? Nobody is pleasant. Nobody is nice. Everybody's gimme, gimme, gimme.
What was the latest incident?
Well, I was at Walmart. I waited my turn to get a parking spot, and this wonderful person decided they were going to whip in front of my truck and take the spot that I had my blinker indicated I was going to take. All because the stuff in Walmart is going to disappear by the time they get from the parking lot to the door.
Yeah.
I'm just sick and tired of people preaching all of this goodwill towards men bullcrap. Because it doesn't exist anymore.
And the perfect example is right there in the Walmart parking lot.
You can't even have somebody be nice to you. Where is common courtesy? Where is goodwill towards men? It doesn't exist anymore.
Not in the Walmart.
Everybody's
parking
out
lot.
For me.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Well, it's not your fault, but...
Well, you know what? What if I would have been there at Walmart when you were there and I did a good deed and I renewed your faith in Christmas? See?
You know,
maybe it
honestly,
is my fault.
There are people there that do good deeds. If you're waiting in line and there's somebody who has one thing and you've got a cart and they say, please, go first. There's a good deed. If somebody is having problems gathering their stuff together, can I help you? How hard is that? Nobody remembers what the word give is anymore. And it doesn't mean give money. It doesn't mean give presents. It means give kindness.
Well, I think you made some very good points. Thank you very much for the very apropos phone call.
And I didn't mean to come across as being crabby, but I'm just really tired.
No, I understand. It's okay. I understand. You can call and talk to us. You can call and be honest. It's all right.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday, and may you be safe.
All right. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Next call. Stukes in the morning. What's up?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Chris, last day.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I'm going to do a tribute to you this morning.
Oh, no. What the
hell? Oh, yeah. I'm sitting here with a can of clam chowder in front of me and plus a breakfast pizza.
Nice.
Are you lying to us, man, or are you being honest?
I'm being honest. I'm having a tribute breakfast to Chris.
Wow.
Man, I'm getting hungry now.
Are you going to dip the breakfast pizza into the clam chowder?
I thought about putting it in the blender.
There you go.
You could go old school and drink some honey lemon ginseng green tea as well.
Nah, that's really old school.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Probably wasn't prepared for that one.
No.
Nice, man. Well, did you just start it? You just heat it up or what?
No, I already ate it.
Already done with it, man. Didn't
I'm
waste
up
any
early.
Time. Yeah, the show starts and you're all over it.
Yep.
Nice. Well, do you have anything else you want to say, or do you just want to tell us about your breakfast items there?
I just say, Chris, have good luck, man.
Thanks.